4. So, can consumers reduce the environmental cost of fast fashion when out shopping? Choosing an eco-friendly fabric is complex, as there are pros and cons to all fiber types. Garments which are labeled as being made from natural fibers are not necessarily better than synthetic, as fiber choice is only one part of a complex picture. Fibers still have to be spun, knitted, or woven, dyed, finished, sewn, and transported, all of which have different environmental impacts. For example, choosing organic fabrics is better than choosing non-organic fabrics in terms of the chemicals used to grow the fibers. But organic cotton still requires high amounts of water, and the impact of dyeing is higher than the impact of dyeing polyester. Recycled content is often best of all, as it reduces the pressure on virgin resources and tackles the growing problem of waste management. For example, Patagonia was the first outdoor clothing brand to make polyester fleece out of plastic bottles. In 2017, it decided to rationalize its t-shirt ranges, and from spring 2018 will offer only two fabric options of either 100% organic cotton or a blend of recycled cotton and recycled polyester, recognizing that even organic cotton has a negative environmental impact. The Love Your Clothes initiative from the charity Wrap gives information for consumers on each stage of the purchase process, from buying smarter to caring for and repairing items to upcycling or customization and finally responsible disposal. Ultimately, the best thing we can do is to keep our clothing in use for longer and buy less new stuff.